escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1985, daring maneuvers and danger in space, a two-man crew of cosmonauts lifted off aboard Soyuz T-13 in an attempt to salvage the drifting, tumbling Salyut 7 space station. Unoccupied for half a year, Salyut 7 had lost power and orientation and was slowly spinning out of control. The Soyuz crew had to match their rotation with the much larger space station, try to dock with it, and then entered it, finding it as cold as a Siberian winter inside, since the heat hadn't been running for months. Still full of breathable air, Soyuz 7 was habitable, and with some help from the maneuvering engines on the Soyuz capsule, its solar panels were kept in position to start charging the station's batteries and restoring power. Soyuz 7 was saved, and cosmonauts Vladimir Shabinikov and Viktor Savinik had become the first two human space travelers to rendezvous, dock with, and repair an out-of-control space vehicle. In 1980, Nobel-winning physicist Luis Alvarez and his son, geologist Walter Alvarez, got strange looks from the scientific community for claiming they had found the entry wound left by the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs. Now, of course, their idea is widely accepted as the most likely theory. Largely buried beneath the Gulf of Mexico, the giant Chicxulub crater overlaps the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico and is 110 miles across, a sign of a large enough impact to have caused Earth's last mass extinction. In 1912, the biggest volcanic eruption of the 20th century took place as a previously unknown volcanic vent at ground level blasted so much ash and rock into the air that it emptied the plumbing beneath a nearby dormant volcano, causing that mountain to collapse. All that's left at the site now is a lava plug at ground level and a 40-square-mile wasteland which was still smoldering 4 years later when a National Geographic expedition reached it. The volcano in Alaska was given the name Nova Rupta, and while it has shown no signs of activity since 1912, it's monitored very closely. Astronaut David Scott was born today in 1932. He flew the Gemini 8 and Apollo 9 missions and walked on the moon as commander of Apollo 15. Robert Englund, best known as Freddy from the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, was born today in 1947. Danny Webb was born in 1958. He's appeared in everything from the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles to Alien 3 to Doctor Who.
Jefferson, what's happening there?
I've got very little ammunition, sir. How about you?
All I've got is a bolt gun with all of one bolt. I could take out a grand total of one oud. Fat lot of good that is.
Amanda Pays, who co-starred in Max Headroom and The Flash, was born in 1959.
Murray, I'm going to need a live newsfeed override with an open air queue sometime in the next 45 minutes.
What's up?
I've got a story that's going to blow this network.
Well, who's in the field?
Edison Carter.
He's dead. Grossberg is holding a press conference this morning.
And then I guess Edison will be broadcasting from the grave. How's that for a story?
Daniel Logan, Star Wars Episode II's young Boba Fett, was born today in 1987.
Boba, get on board!
The original PC-based version of Tetris was released today in 1984. Only a few years later, Nintendo snapped up the rights to the game, which originated in the Soviet Union, and made it the pack-in game included with every Game Boy. The rest was history.
Introducing Game Boy. It's portable, it's in stereo, and its games are interchangeable. Game Boy, only from Nintendo. Now you're playing with power.
In 1982, Imagic released its second batch of games for the Atari 2600, including Atlantis, Cosmic Ark, Firefighter, and Riddle of the Sphinx.
The skies above the underwater city filled with Gorgon attack vessels. Three sentry posts fought desperately, but they were no match for the Gorgon death ray.
But you're here. I thought the Gorgons destroyed everybody at Atlantis.
We did!
Atlantis by Imagic is for Atari.
In 1977, NBC aired the 10th and final episode of the low-rated fantasy adventure series, The Fantastic Journey.
He is a convicted murderer.
Listen, Nova, miss. We all know what you did, and you're not going to get away with it.
My only problem is which one of them I'm going to kill first.
And in 1994, Starfleet met the Jem'Hadar for the first time.
The Jem'Hadar wanted us to escape, didn't they? That was the plan all along. For us to bring you back here so you could spy on the Federation.
Well done, Commander.
You're one of the Founders, aren't you?
You think the Founders would waste their time with you?
Constable!
Madam, if you'll come with us.
You have no idea what's begun here.
signaling the arrival of the Dominion and the end of the second season of Star Trek Deep Space Nine. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and prone to spiral pain.
Now you're playing with power.